Welcome to Thriller Thursdays, your weekly home for action, mystery, and crime drama on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
What we really need to do is find the source for this money. And if we find that, I believe we find our perps.
Kelly Merritt?
Yes. Mr. Holliday?
I know you're here about your sister, but I don't think there's much I can tell you. If there was more, I'd tell you.
Well, forgive me if I doubt you. After all, your job is keeping secrets, especially from the public.
Optical recognition system identifies the vessel as an ore barge. Range registry.
Oh, that's good for us. He should be headed right for Galaza.
You know, this is like looking for a needle in a haystack. Now, where do we start?
The cashier isn't busy.
These guys were dressed like 1940s gumshoes, but what got my attention is what they bought to eat. They also picked up several packets of salt from the condiment table, and one of them opened his milk and poured in 5 packets of salt.
Would you happen to have any surveillance video on that?
I got my boss to get a copy for me so I could post it on social media.
Nate, I think we have a problem. Right there, a camera. If it sees us, we're done.
And now, episode 88, Lamprey Eel.
We can't let that camera see us, or this little hitchhike is done. Can you do anything?
I don't know.
I don't want to hear I don't know. You detected it. Now stop it.
It's not that easy.
I know. If it was easy, I'd do it. Now concentrate.
All right. Oh, man. There's just too much interference to lock on the signal.
Tika, go dark.
Aye, Captain. Shutting down all non-essential systems. All comms off. We are dark.
Ah, much better. Much, much better.
It stopped. Good work, Jim.
I can't disable it. All I'm doing is jamming the wireless signal. I won't be able to hold it for this whole trip.
Captain, do you think a magnetic impulse will disable it?
What do you think, Jim?
Might work. But give me a countdown so I can unlock from the signal. I don't want you blowing out my circuits.
Tika, bring the EMP online.
EMP power up to 1,500 joules. 1,500.
Ready, Jim?
Ready.
In 3, 2, 1, fire.
Shut out.
All right, let me check it. I'm not picking up any signal. Looks like it's fried.
Sweet. Good call, Tika.
Thank you, sir. Are we staying dark?
Let's just bring comms up and essential life support systems. They should be starting their gravitational roll. So let's make sure we have a good solid grip on their ship.
Aye, sir.
Jocko, bridge.
This is Jocko. We are standing by. Go ahead.
Stand down for now. We just knocked out their stern camera. We should be good to go. Stay close to the bat, just in case they decide to do an EVA to investigate. If they start gravitational roll, we'll be good to go.
Copy that. If we don't feel gravity, we can be ready to deploy in less than 60 seconds.
All right. Bridge out. Jim, is there any way you can monitor their radio chatter?
Yeah. Hold on a second. I got this handheld I used to eavesdrop in on the Pierman brothers once. Just have to attach this magnetic clip right behind my ear and scan. Their comms will go right through this built-in translator.
Otherwise, all systems nominal. Stern Gunner, do you see any traffic?
Negative, sir. All clear visually, and scanners show no traffic following us through the portal.
Very well. Engineering, shut down all power to stern camera. Do we need any external repair? Analysis shows that there are no electrical signals in the camera. We most likely fried it coming through the portal. We don't have the repair parts necessary to fix it. Very well. Stern Gunner, use visual scanning and radar for any following traffic.
Yes, Captain.
Engineering, start gravitational rotation. Rotation commencing.
I think we heard enough. And away we go.
Tika, polarize the viewports. No sense in us watching the universe spin in circles.
Aye, Captain.
Now we're just one big lamprey eel.
A what?
a lamprey eel. You know, it's a sea creature that attaches itself to a host and sucks its blood. He's a big freeloader.
A freeloader who sucks. That's what you think of my ship?
You know, I think it might have lost something in the translation. How about an opportunist making the best of any situation?
Sounds better, but I'm still not crazy about the eel part.
Before we head out for the day, Chris, did you get everything straight with the photos?
Our graphics people were able to pull a couple of good stills from the video. We're putting together a media package. We've been authorized some additional personnel to work the hotlines once the media picks up the story.
Where's the manpower coming from?
An academy class just graduated, and we'll get a couple of snowbirds for a few days. Then maybe some new rookies once all the assignments have been made.
Snowbirds?
It's a term used to describe someone awaiting an assignment, usually right out of school.
English is hard enough to learn without all of these made-up words. When does the media packet go out?
Within a half hour, so hopefully it will hit the evening news and morning paper. It should be up on some select websites very soon.
Good. With any luck, we can find these guys before they try and hit us again.
Do you think it's just two?
We can't be certain, but all of our evidence suggests it's just two. All we can do is follow the evidence to wherever it leads us.
Right now, I think it's leading me to a plate of chicken wings. You up for some traditional American greatness, partner?
I could do some wings.
Detective Richards, Farnsworth?
No thanks, Soren. I've got another great American tradition waiting me at home. Meatloaf.
I appreciate the offer, but I've got a few things to wrap up before I go.
Right. Suit yourself. So, cowboy, how many wings can you take down?
Do I hear a challenge? It's Horace. Hello?
All right. What's the latest on the investigation?
Hold on. Soren and I on the elevator. I'll put you on speaker. We've got a good video of our two suspects from the convenience store they used. We'll be putting out the media package tonight. We're stepping off the elevator now. Watch what you say.
That sounds promising. Are you sure about your suspect?
Yeah, they bought a new van and we got a little video evidence from the dealer. The store evidence was much cleaner and, well, hold on. I'll text you a link to the video.
The department got it up that fast?
No, the clerk thought they were weird, so she had her boss copy the tapes, and she posted it on social media.
Yeah, it looks like it's blowing up.
I'm checking it out now. Man, those dudes are weird. What are they doing with the milk?
Kind of crazy, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh what?
Yeah, they got some super big wings there. I could eat maybe three at the most.
So what's Scully's got to do with milk?
I'm surprised you haven't ever noticed. They serve salted milk at Scully's loaded with some of the most potent booze in the universe.
Who on earth would drink something like that?
Is it clear there?
Hold on, we're almost outside. Alright, yeah, go ahead.
Hunga? We're looking at a couple of Hungans?
Unless you can find some locals who drink salted milk. I'm originally from Virginia, in the Appalachian Mountains, and I don't even know anyone there who would drink heavily salted milk, and those folks would drink just about anything. I think you're looking at Hungan mercenaries.
I guess that explains the strange fingerprints we lifted off one of the detonators. Man, those guys are everywhere.
To include our planet, well, at least my planet.
I'm sure we have them too.
Well, they're here. And that means you're dealing with at least two insurgents who will never back down from their mission.
Oh, which means that Rage Reach is getting deeper into our galaxy.
Well, now that you know who or I should say what you're dealing with, you can tailor your approach accordingly. These guys tend to be pretty crude and sloppy.
All right, Horace. Thanks for catching that for us. We'll get Pyramid to send us some info on Hulgans that he thinks will help us.
All right, keep me in the loop.
Will do.
John, Nelson here. We just got off the phone with Horace. We showed him surveillance video of the two suspects, and he's convinced he knows who or what they are.
Really? Why is he so certain?
I'm sending you a link. We interviewed a store clerk, and she found the two so weird, she posted surveillance video online.
Okay, I have the link. Stand by.
You'll see what's weird when the guy on the left takes a drink.
I can see the comments. I can see why Horace is convinced. Here we go. Yes. Salted milk. That's a Hungan favorite. Usually accompanied by intense volumes of alcohol.
The video doesn't show them buying any booze.
One good thing is the number of views this video is getting. You shouldn't have any problem getting the word out about these two. It's going to be hard for them to hide.
My concern isn't if they get caught, it's when they get caught.
Precisely. Hungans look like us, but they have a completely different fingerprint pattern, and if they take a DNA sample, you'll have a much bigger problem to explain.
Then we'll just have to get them first. Listen, do you have any profile workups for Hungans?
Yes. Where's the best place to send it?
Detective Richards has the IDF network.
I can use that. I have access to her info in my database. You'll have it by morning.
Thanks, John.
Happy hunting.
My lord, the new freighter has passed through the portal.
Most excellent. What is their report?
Only minor damage. Nothing that affects the operations of the ship.
Did they manage to pass through the portal unobserved?
The ship's captain reported no vessels in sight.
Very well. Notify the captain to maintain surveillance of the portal and report if any other ship passes through. Tell them to proceed directly to landing pad B.
Yes, my lord.
Well, Professor, we now have the capability to haul the necessary ore to refine for our super particle beam generator. This new ship the Hongans built for us will more than meet our requirements.
It is of no interest to me, Ahsoka.
I think your attitude will soon change, old man.
And why would you think of that?
We have friends in China. In fact, one of our top operatives is a fellow countryman of yours.
And what does this matter to me?
We know that you are known as a loner, as many black hat operatives are. I think that is what you call them. But no man is totally alone. Now is he, Professor?
What are you saying?
I believe you have a daughter that teaches mathematics at the University of Technology and Science of China, do you not?
You wouldn't do this.
She could be of good use to us.
You're evil.
Now, Professor, nothing will happen to her or any of your other relatives if you cooperate.
You're evil, Soka. That is what you and Rage are. Pure evil.
Evil in your eyes and those of the Federation, but to Rage, we are far from evil. We have been suppressed and colonized by your so-called pioneers. We were merely fighting to take back what was ours in the beginning. We will do whatever it takes to further our cause for complete independence from the Federation.
Yes, I understand it. You are not being held by anyone from the IDF. It is you who imprison those against you. There is no justification for your violence and acts of terror.
As I said, Professor, we will do whatever is necessary to ensure our complete independence. Now, do you wish to assist us, or should we call upon your daughter for help?
I will do what you ask, Zoka. But you leave my family alone.
I will leave your family alone, Professor. You will continue your work. The time to act grows closer. Guard, return him to his quarters. Master, the ship has cleared the portal and is en route to Pad B.
Very well, Zokar. What of our guest?
We had a discussion about his family in China, and I believe he now sees our cause as his cause.
I do not trust him. How long would it take to get the freighter ready for transporting the raw material?
The ship was given a complete shakedown during its voyage from Honga. We can begin transport operations immediately.
I am pleased. Inform me as soon as it lands.
Yes, Master.
Hey, Daddy.
And how was your day?
Not too bad. We're closing on a big estate in Annapolis. Funny, it's in an area called Horn Point.
Ah, yes, in the Eastport area. Aunt Karen used to live near there, except that's pronounced
Horn Point, and we live on Horns Point.
But the University of Maryland's lab is called the Horn Point Lab.
Some things just don't make any sense.
Tell me about it.
Oh, boy. I walked right into that one.
I saw you on the phone when I drove up. Was it about Kate?
No, unfortunately it wasn't. I was talking to Nelson. He's in St. Louis working a case and asked me for some advice.
Still on the job, are you?
As an advisor only.
So, what's up with his case?
I think I should just send you out there. I bet you could wrap it up in a day.
This was the cell tower bombing, right?
Yeah, apparently. They tracked down two possible suspects. When they went to get surveillance video, the clerk said it was on social media already.
Really? Why?
I have the link right here.
All right, this I gotta see. What in the world? Were these two headed to a Comic-Con dressed as Sam Spade and Mike Hammer?
Just wait. There. He puts the milk on the counter while the other guy gives the clerk cash. Now watch what he does.
Are those salt packets?
Yep, and he just keeps dumping them in.
Gross. Wait a second. Did you see that?
See what?
Go back a little to where the guy pays. Pause right there. Do you see that?
Yeah, the guy's pouring salt into his milk.
No, not him. This guy. Look at his hand.
Well, I'll be. That's significant. I told you that you should go there and solve this case for them. Nelson told me that he and Soren were going out to eat. I'll text him this right away.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Nate.
You've been awfully quiet. Something on your mind?
Ah, Kate. She should be leading this mission. She was the one who tracked down Lynn's kidnappers. It was her investigation that led to the capture of Wong. Now, she's lying in some hospital bed on some godforsaken planet.
You mean my home planet?
I'm sorry, Nate. I don't mean any disrespect. It's just that she could be on her home planet with her own doctors, with her family. I know this is the best option for her, but she needs to have family around.
No, I get it. You're right. But we both know she's in the best place she can be for right now. I'm sure they're going to start the reconstructive surgery soon.
I don't even want to think about that. I'm afraid I won't recognize her. Not only will she look different, but she'll sound different.
But she'll still be Kate.
But will she still believe that?
You can't worry about things like that right now. I'm not real crazy about having my ship out here as a decoy while the bat is off looking for Lynn. I need everyone focused.
Not to worry. So, we're going to be able to walk around this small planet and breathe the air?
Just barely. Galazza has a very heavy, rotating, melted, ferocious core, so its magnetic field is very strong.
Ah, so the place is pretty protected from solar, wind, and radiation.
And it's right on the edge for the escape velocity of breathable air. Any less and it would look like your moon. There's a lot of volcanic activity, so there are a few mountains. We'll have to avoid them because you get up in height just a little and you're sucking air like a blue-lipped striper out of water.
A what?
It's a fish. Anyway, we'll be able to breathe just fine at low levels, and since there's only 5/6 of the gravity, getting around will be a little easier. But avoid overexertion the higher up we go, because the air gets pretty thin pretty quick.
Sounds like fun.
There's been some chatter lately about Rage moving their base of operations to Galazza.
Well, makes sense since Latumus is a tidal planet.
I'm not sure that term's translating correctly.
It just means the planet's always facing its sun. One side's always hot and daylight, and the other side's dark and then the cold, leaving a small strip in the twilight that's habitable.
We call that an eyeball planet. And of course, with Galazza's lighter gravity, it makes it easier for a lard bucket like Wi-Fi to get around.
Well, all I can say is, this is going to be interesting.
Now, this looks interesting.
Barbecue spare ribs. Glad to see you're expanding your palate, Soren.
Tracy told me that St. Louis has some of the best ribs anywhere, and I should give them a try.
Speaking of which, here she comes now.
I thought I might find you two here.
I thought you weren't coming.
I exercised my right to change my mind. I see you're trying the ribs.
Yes, and they are awesome. Would you like some?
No, thanks. You enjoy them. I'll order myself something.
Let me guess, some organic lettuce and some carrot sticks?
No, I say she's a celery kind of girl, with maybe some cottage cheese.
My bet is tofu.
Oh, waitress. Could I get the house sirloin burger with fries and an unsweetened iced tea? Thanks.
Okay, I didn't see that coming.
But she did get the unsweetened iced tea.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you two join me at the precinct gym for one of my workouts?
No way. I learned my lesson with Kate.
What was it Barnes would always say? Down goes Nelson.
All right, I've got to hear this.
It's nothing, trust me.
That's what I heard. It was nothing. She put him on the mat before he could even think about his first move.
I heard she could handle herself.
Speaking of Kate, have you gotten any updates from Horace or Pierman?
Oh, let me check. Got a text from Horace that says, Kelly spotted a clue in the video.
Kelly?
She's a bit of a sleuth.
You mean a snoop?
So what did she see?
The man who paid only had 3 fingers on his left hand.
Well, that confirms it for me.
Confirms what?
Along with blue hair as a rare trait, some Hungans have only 3 fingers.
Their hands look like cartoon characters.
How did we miss that?
I suppose like everyone else, we were watching the other guy pour salt into his milk.
That's a valuable clue. Which reminds me, I didn't tell the waitress not to put salt on my fries. I'll be right back.
But hey, salt is the best part.
I tell you, Nelson, this might be the one for me.
Tracy? How many beers have you had?
Not enough to impair my judgment or excellent taste in women. Where else am I going to find a figure like that? Not afraid to take on a big burger and fries?
Well, she didn't make it to the bar. She's headed back. Maybe she has super hearing.
I hope not. So, you changed your mind?
No. I saw something. Right around the corner. Over there.
What?
Our 2 suspects.
Did Tracy actually see the Hungans? Will Lynn give in to the threats of Rage? And what lies ahead for Barnes and Nate as their crew heads for Galaza? Tune in for the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, 3 Finger Exercise.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express, pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're no fun.
It's the best audio horror on the rails.
It always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including
Halloween.
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.